Mayor Lenny Curry this summer celebrated the purchase of a long-vacant, half-completed shell of a high-rise on Bay Street in downtown Jacksonville. But as Jacksonville Daily Record reporter David Cotton tells us, a new lawsuit could throw a wrench in those plans. That's this week's Business Brief. And this, of course, we should say, is the Berkman 2, this is called. This is part of a complex.
Yeah, it's, you know, it was a condo that was built in the early 2000s. It was seen as sort of a resurgence with people moving downtown. And then the Berkman 2 started. That unfortunately ended after a parking garage collapse, killed a construction worker, injured several others. We then flipped into an economic recession. And so that building has sat there idle for over a decade. And there's been a lot of pressure to get something done there.
Curry made it sound like a done deal back in July. You're here to tell us, David, not so much.
Yeah, you know, this property sale closed in July to a lot of fanfare. It was like, finally, this is happening. But in the year leading up to this sale, there were several other groups involved that wanted to develop this property. The previous group that was heavily involved in 2017 are now suing the current property owners, saying that they illegally profited off of money that was thrown into this project before a deal was even signed. We're talking about $1.1 million. Some of that is what they like to call due diligence, right? A lot of, you know, bringing engineers to the site, surveying, looking at some of the environmental concerns, just putting in that money. And so they believe that this new owner owes them that money. And it's all based off an email exchange that happened in December. It's a little convoluted, but what I will say is they believe that this new group illegally profited off of work that was previously done on the site, and so they're taking them to court now.
So what needs to happen now for this to actually proceed and to be redeveloped with this lawsuit hanging out there?
Yeah, when I talked to the developers about this last week, they told me that, you know, this is not going to hurt the deal at all. They feel like it's frivolous and that it's going to get dismissed. Maybe it'll be settled out of court. But now they have to deal with city council because they've presented a project to the Downtown Investment Authority, which approved up to $36 million in city financial backing. That has to go to city council now. And I think the city council is going to have a lot of questions about how this lawsuit factors into their plans.
And do we know how quickly city council could consider this project?
The Downtown Investment Authority hinted that they want to have what they like to call these lunch and learns before the bill is actually introduced to council before October. So it's very similar to what happened with the district. You know, they had sort of a lunch meeting and the developers came and talked with all the city council members. Realistically, though, if all goes well for the developers, it could get through city council by the end of November, if not early December.
So the project could potentially be back on track, but the lawsuit may take a lot longer to be resolved.
Yeah, and then there's the issue of financing. Is a lender comfortable financing a project like this? We're talking $122, $150 million. Some of that's going to be financed. Is a capital partner comfortable with a hanging lawsuit over this?
We'll find out what happens next for the Berkman 2 empty building on Bay Street, downtown Jacksonville. That's Jacksonville Daily Record reporter David Cotton. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo.